I'm sure you've heard of Dry July, where we stop drinking any alcoholic beverages for a couple of weeks or the month. In some cases, it's become a challenge to raise funds for cancer. Or maybe you're sober curious, want to achieve mindful drinking, or taking a break for personal reasons. Alcohol is the third leading factor that increases cancer risk after cigarettes and obesity. The pros? You'll sleep better, lose weight, have more energy, no hangovers, improve your health by lowering cholesterol, depression, and digestive issues. All sounds great. But what happens after Dry July is done? Most go back to their old habits. So what was achieved? I don't believe in any dry month. Better to reduce the amount of alcohol consumed, mix alcohol with non-alcoholic beverages, or drink low-alcoholic drinks. With Food Bites, I'm Rose Reisman.